Ta Fang says she is doing us a favor,
C-3PO said.
And I must say, I agree. Our chances of surviving a battle with that pirate cruiser are approximately...
Stow it, 3PO. Han was scowling and looking toward the planet. She knows we found her? I'm fairly certain, Luke said. She and I are having a sort of a shoving match. We know where the Dark Nest is, and she's still trying to make us turn back? Isn't that what it feels like to you? Luke asked. As a matter of fact, yeah. Han's eye grew angry and determined. We'd better get close and take a good look, because whatever she's trying to hide isn't going to be there long. Tar Fang looked back and began to harangue them both.
You fight the Hooter!
Tar Fang remains very concerned about the pirates. He points out that the laser cannons in the upper turret aren't working.
The pirates won't get near us. Luke used the Force to fill his voice with reassurance. Lomi Plo isn't the only one who could use Force illusions. Luke opened himself wide to the Force, and it began to pour into him from all sides, filling him with a tempest of power until his entire body was suffused with its energy. Using the same technique he had used to save Jade Shadow from the Dark Nest's attack at Korribu, he formed a mental image of the DR-919A's exterior and expanded it into the Force, moving it from his mind out into the cockpit. Tar Fang yapped in astonishment, then stood on his chair and poked a finger into the image. Does it look right? Luke asked. Tar Fang studied it wide-eyed for a few moments, then nodded and chortled his approval.
Good.
Good. This next part is going to take a lot of concentration, so you'll have to follow Han's instructions for a while. Luke turned to Han. You do remember what Mara and I did at Korribu? How can I forget? Han answered. June, we're going to need all the speed this tub can make. Open up those throttles. They are open, June protested. The maintenance engineer on Moro 3 said we'd be crazy to take them past 75%. Yeah? Han slipped by Luke and grabbed both throttles, then shoved them past the safety stops. Well, it's time to go crazy. A low roar rose somewhere in the DR-919A's stern, and the deck began to shudder beneath their feet. June shrank in his seat, waiting for the ship to explode, and Tar Fang launched into a torrent of angry chittering that left C-3PO at a loss to translate gracefully. After a few seconds, the shuddering finally settled into a rhythmic rumble. June seemed to relax a little.
That's enough, Tar Fang, he said. If Han Solo thinks we need to push the Niner's drives 22% beyond spec, then we must take the risk.
Tar Fang snarled a sharp reply, but by then, Luke was too focused on his task to hear C-3PO's translation. He had extended the image of the DR-919A into every corner of the vessel and was holding it there, taking his time and drawing into the image all the attributes that made up the transport's sensor signature. The effort wearied him a little, but he ignored his fatigue and expanded the illusion until it covered the entire ship like an imaginary skin. The pirates hailed the DR-919A.
Turn that creedle barge around before we blast it out from under you.
Han rushed to the comm station and took over from an indignant Tar Fang. Turn around? Gorog told us she wanted this load of hyperdrive coolant yesterday, he said. You want us to turn around? Talk to her.
That was yesterday,
a gravelly voice retorted.
You got 10 seconds, then we open fire.
Go ahead, Han said. But I'd talk to Gorog first.
Talk to Gorog?
A deep laugh came over the comm channel.
That's a good one. You got 5 seconds.
Luke brought to mind another image of the transport, this time with a stringy blue veneer that resembled the gas shell around them. Instead of drawing the DR-919A's sensor signature, however, he backed the image with a layer of cold emptiness. Lock alarms began to sound as the pirates reached targeting range and prepared to make good on their threat.